The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר יגן באדם, אמן.
דף י"ט, today's daf is being studied. לעילו נשמת מרזקניר ביוסף בן שרה, לאברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם פניכם בגן עדן, אמן. רפואה שלמה שרה, רוחמה בת רחל, ושרה בת רחל. אין נא רפנה להם, אין נא רפנה להם, אין נא רפנה להם, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. רפואתם קרבה לבוא וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן. נגיד תראי דף י"ח עמוד ב. We are starting in the middle of the daf, towards the top actually, with the first word on the line meaning gufa. The Gemara is quoting a previously quoted statement. Gufa, gufa anya nitma b'shvi'i. We had a case yesterday where he had a nazir that accepted upon himself nazirut, became tameh, and therefore had to wait 7 days. And what happened was, on the seventh day, according to this opinion, he got sprinkled for his para aduma. And we learned that, according to one opinion, at least the B.Yoseh, the nazirut begins on that day, meaning if he became tameh on that day, after he got sprinkled, so he, since it's before the time of the korbanot, because the korbanot don't kick in until the eighth day, so he'll only bring one set of korbanot. So we said nitma b'shvi'i v'hazar v'nitma b'shvi'i. So for that matter, when he got tameh on the first seventh day, he has to wait another 7 days. So let's say on the second seventh day, again he was sprinkled for the parah adumah after his process and became tameh again. But since he starts his new nizirut each time on the seventh day, so it's considered another tum'ah. However, the deen is enu mevi ela korban echad. He only brings one sacrifice. Because at the time that he became tameh, he did not yet come to the time where he's ra'ui to bring a korban. Nitma b'shemini. However, if he became tameh on day 8, v'hazar v'nitma b'shemini, and then he became tameh again the next week. On day 8, mevi korban al kol echad ve'echad. So he brings a korban for each situation of tumah, because already he was in the time where he's obligated to bring a korban. U'matchil u'moneh miyad. But he starts counting his nizirut immediately. Tosafot explains this statement to me. The nizirut is starting to be counted immediately, meaning on day 7. That's what miyad means. Miyad is on day 7 and not on day 8. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rabbi Eliezer's words echo exactly the words of Rabbi Yosef. So we see Rabbi Eliezer, and this statement is like Rabbi Yosef that we learned yesterday, that we have two chadushim. Number one, if he gets tameh on day 7, so long as this keeps on day 7, he's going to bring only one set of korbanot, even though it's separate nizirut, because the nizirut itself starts on day 7. Right? That's the deen of a nazir that became a nazir that accepted a nizirut betum'ah. His nizirut begins on day 7 after he gets sprinkled. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Tosafot speaks out over here that how do we know when it says mathil u'moneh miyad? How do you know that means that you count the nizirut starts on day 7? So he says, because if you remember, and we're going to learn later on today's daf, Rabbi Eliezer had a shita that if a person becomes tameh in his nizirut, he needs to have at least 2 days in his Nizirut in order for the Tum'ah to be soter the previous days. I repeat that statement. The Bili'ezer was in the Shita that said, if a person accepts upon himself in Nizirut and he becomes Tameh on day one, that does not soter the Nizirut. He has to have at least 2 days in and then to become Tameh. He learned that from a Pasuk, Bayamim Arishonim Yipelu. So the Tosafot says very good over here. He says, it says if he became Tameh on day 8. Now if he became Tameh on day 8, so it says what? Then he brings already 2 sets of Korbanot. The question is, what do you mean? If he comes Tameh on day 8, you need at least 2 days to become Tameh. So therefore he says, must be after say the Nizirut started on day 7. Because if you're going to say the Nizirut starts on day 8, you don't have 2 days. It's not even doesn't even soter the Nizirut. So from that, and we know to be the Ezra is the author of this statement, to be the Ezra is the author of that statement. So therefore, from the fact that we know what he holds, like Abed having a minimum 2 days before the Tum'ah is even a factor, must be this when it says in the words, must be referring to day 7. V'achamim omrim, achamim say, korban ehad an hakol. That you bring one korban for everything, even if you become Tameh on day 8, ad shiyavi hatato. Until you actually bring the korban hatat of the korban of tum'ah, when a nazi becomes tamei, he has to bring 3 korbanot. He has to bring a hatat, an asham, and an ola. So hakamim shita is that even if he becomes tamei on day 8, even though it's the time where he's ra'uy to bring the korban, becomes tamei, he does not bring a separate korban for each tum'ah until the korban is actually brought, till he brought the Korban Hatat, which means, let's say he became Tameh on day 8. Then he subsequently, the next round, becomes Tameh again on day 8. So long as he becomes Tameh before he brought the Korban Hatat, he'll only have to bring one Korban for the Tum'ah. So it's the Korban Hatat that is the deadline. That separates the Nizirut. So comes the Gemara and says, Hevi Hatato v'nitma. But if he brought his Korban Hatat and then became Tameh, Hevi hatato v'netma, and next week he brought again his korban hatat. If he became tameh again, and then became tameh, mevi korban al kol echad ve'echad. Hevi hatato v'no hevi ashamo moneh. So the chachamim clarify that we're only concerned on the korban hatat. Even if he did not bring his asham, I told you that he brings 3 korbanot: hatat, asham, ola. So long as he got the hatat in, that already separates the nizirut. Masha'en ken, if he didn't bring his asham yet, the asham is not integral. And therefore, even if he becomes tameh after the hatat, before the asham, he still has to bring separate korbanot for each tum'ah. Rabbi Yishma'el ben Osh, Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka Omer. So Rabbi Yishma'el comes along and says, Keshem shahatato ikkavto, Kach Hashemo Me'akebo. Third Shita. He says you have to bring at least 2 korbanot to separate between the Nizirut. You have to bring the Hatat and you have to bring the Asham. Which means the guy accepted upon himself Nizirut. And then what happened? He became Tameh on day 8. But he became Tameh after he brought the Korban Hatat and the Asham. Then he started to count again, another 7 days of Tahara. On day 8 again, he became Tameh after he brought his Korban Hatat and Asham. So he has to bring, obviously, separate Korbanot. That's already, obviously, because he brought separate Korbanot. We know that. But we're talking about, let's say he became Tameh before. For example, he brought only his Hatat. On day 8, he just brought a Korban Hatat. Okay? So now already, and what? Then the week later, he becomes Tameh again, or that day becomes Tameh again. He'll only have to bring, and he brought his Korban Hatat. He only, for him to be considered separate Nizirut, to bring the whole set of Korbanot, he has to bring at least a Hatat and a Asham. So long as he only brought a Korban Hatat, and he becomes Tameh in the interim, he's only liable to bring 1 set of Korbanot. He has to get 2 korbanot in order to separate the Nizirut. So we have three shitot. Let's review the three shitot in this braita. You have the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, you have the shita of Hachamim, and you have the shita of Rabbi Ishmael. Hachamim, they come along and say, so let's call it Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is exactly the shita of Rabbi Yosef, which is what? The Nizirut, the count starts on day 7, you know, the new Nizirut, and if you became Tameh on day 7, it's considered all one long Qurban, which means you only bring one set of Qurbanot. But any time on day 8, if a person becomes Tameh, since he's Ra'ui to bring his Qurbanot, so it separates the Qurban Tum'ah. Whereas according to Rabbi Ishmael, no, it's not enough to become Tameh on day 8. It already has to be Tameh on day 8 after you brought the Qurban, according to Hachamim, Qurban Hattat. Whereas according to Rabbi Ishmael, it's day 8 after you brought the Hattat and the Asham. Okay, now we're going to see the Shitot. Bishlama Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Kera, the Pasuk says, V'kidesh et rosho bayom hahu. So talking about a Pasuk over here where the Nazi became Tameh, and then he has to re-sanctify his hair, meaning grow his hair again, on that day. So remember we learned earlier, according to Rabbi Yosef, what do you need the words Bayom Ahu? Bayom is extra. So it says, Afal pi shelo evi korben otav. So the Pasuk is coming to tell me that even though he did not bring yet his korbanot, still he is going to be hayav a separate korban. Bayom Ahu. What do you need on that day? So on that day teaches me on the 8th day, even though it's before the time of Korbanot. That's the Shita of the B Ishmael. I'm sorry, the B. We're calling that the B exactly. The B Eliezer. Which means like this. Which means, if you remember, we learned this review of the B Yosef Shita for a moment. The B Yosef Shita was like this. Bayomo was extra. So we said, Im'enu Anyan, the Anyan Shemini, Tenau Le Anyan Shevi'i. Right? We pushed it back a day, because you know, we know we're talking about the day of the Qurban. What are you telling me by Yom Ahu? That's the 8th day. Elat, bring it back to day 7. Which means what? On day 7, that's when the new Nizirut starts. And therefore, if he becomes Tameh on day 7, he is still going to bring one set of korbanot for all the tum'as. We got 7 this week, 7 the next week. So long as the tum'ah always preceded the day of the korban. Masha'inkin, implying what? That if it was from the day of the korban, meaning day 8, even though he didn't bring the korbanot yet, since he's za'ui, then already he brings a separate korban for each tum'ah. So his source was, again, get the source of it to be the Ayazir, Bayom Ha'u. The Rabbanan, what do the rabbis do with that? Because the rabbis say that the new Nizirut really begins on day 8 after he brings his Korban, Hatat. So he learns the Pasuk that what? Bayom Ahu, literally, on the day of the Korbanot. Oh, but it's Pasuk, we know we're talking about the day of the Korbanot. Ela means Bayom Ahu, even though he did not bring the Asham yet, that's when the new Nizirut starts. Ela Rabbi Ishmael, ahu lamali. According to Rabbi Ishmael, you got to bring the Hatat, you got to bring the Asham. So what is Bayom Ahu coming to each week? You got to bring basically all the Korbanot. Amar lecha u'afal pish shelo hevi olato. So he comes to us and tells me that it's coming to teach you Bayom Ahu the Hiddush, that even though you did not bring the Ola, already the new Nizirut begins. So all of them are learning it from the Bayom Ahu, to what extent the Bayom was coming to teach us. The Rabbanan Ola lo ba'e. Rabbanan says, you don't have to come and tell me about the Korban Ola. Why? Lo ba'e mi'uta, doron be'almahu. It's a mere gift, which means the Ola is not one of the vital Korbanot of the Nazir, in the sense, it's not for the Kapara the Ola. The Ola is more like it's a gift that you're putting on the Mizbayah. So therefore, Vadai, his Nizirut, is not going to be pending on the Ola. So I don't need a Pasuk to come and tell me that the Nizirut starts again before the Ola. Pasut. It starts before the Ulah. The key korbanot are the Chatat and the Asham. So I don't need an extra pasuk of Bayomahu to minimize the korban Ulah. It's obvious that the Ulah is not going to ma'akiv the Nazirut. It's just a Doron Be'alma. It's more like a gift that you're putting on the Mizbeah. Good. Now, so let's get the three Shitot again clear one more time. If Rabbi the Ezer, we have Rabbi Yishmael, we have Hakamim and Rabbi Ishmael. And the She'ila really is, when does the Nizirut begin? And what's the Nafkamina when the Nizirut begins? Nafkamina is, how many Korban does he have to bring Betum'ah? So Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yosef, that the Nizirut really begins on day 7. Meaning, right after he gets sprinkled, and he goes to the mikveh, already on that day, already he's considered day 1 of the new Nizirut. Well, he's not even in the time of the Korbanot yet, therefore he becomes Tameh on that day, and it comes to him, and the next week, etc., you only have to bring one set of korbanot. And he learns that from the pasuk Bayomahu. Bayomahu is extra according to the Bidei Ezer, so puts me back a day. Kiddush Nizro, Bayomahu the day before. According to the Bishmai, he says, no. The new round of the Zirut doesn't begin until, I'm sorry, Hakamim, until he brings his korban Hatat. Meaning you got to get a korban in. So therefore he learns Bayomahu. What is Bayomahu coming to tell me? That when he brings his Chatat, and you don't need to bring the Asham, which is even though he just brought his Chatat and not the Asham, good, it restarts the new Nizirut. Which is anything before the Chatat, you only bring one Korban for the Tum'ah that he'll get before the Chatat. Where Rabbi Ishmael comes along and says, no, the Pasuk is coming to tell me you need to bring two Korbanot. You need to bring your Chatat and you need to bring your Asham. The Bayomahu comes and tells me you don't need to bring the Olah. The Olah is not going to be Me'akev. Very good. So that's the three Shitot. So comes the Gemara and says, Mai ta'amayud Rabbanan. What is the reason of the rabbis? Which means, the Gemara is coming to tell me, really, that according to the rabbis, the Asham is not Me'akev. The main thing is the Korban Hatat of the Nazir. So the Gemara wants to understand the logic. Now, the Chaura, we gave you the logic. It says Bayomahu. From Bayomahu they learned, Bayomahu, that on that day, so long as he brought the Hatat. So don't we have a Dinasha already? Because it's Mashma from Pesukim that really the Asham is not the main item. I don't need a Bayomahu Lechaura. If you look at the Pesukim when it talks about the Korbanot that the Nazir brings, it says he'll bring his Hatat on the Nazirut, you know, and then it says V'kidesh et Sa'aro, that he'll start the Nazirut again. And then it says Vevit Ashamo. So it's mashba like the Nazirut begins before the Asham. The Asham is written later. After already you tell me he starts a new round. Like, so it's almost like Beferush in the way the Pesukim are constructed. So comes the Gemara and says, yeah, the Pasuk says, Ve'asa ha-kohen echad le-chatat ve'echad le-ola. Then it says, Ve'kidesh et rosho. And then it says, Ve'hevi keves mishinato le-asham. That means he was tameh, brings a couple of korbanot. Now what does it say? Bring it, his zirut starts again. Then he brings an asham. So what's the reason of it? What do the rabbis need? What do they need this payomahu that asham for? It's almost written in the Pesukim. So they say, no. The Tanya, because we have a Beraita. Vehezir lahashem et yemen nizro, which means, vehezir lahashem, he'll become a nazir, right? He'll be a nazir. Vevi keves ben shenato le'asham. And he will bring a korban, asham, for the old nazirut that he became, tameh. Now, mat tamud lomar, lefi shematzinu shekol ashamot shebatorah shehen me'akibim. You know why? Because I would have thought, generally speak, whenever a person has to bring a Qurban Asham, the Qurban Asham is Ma'akiv. Which means until you bring the Qurban Asham, you cannot do whatever you're supposed to. If you're Misorah, the Asham is Ma'akiv, the process. Another sin, it's Ma'akiv, the process. Yachol Abze Ma'akivo? I would think maybe it's Ma'akiv also the noon is Yirut from starting. Tamud Omar, Vehezir Vehevi. So the Pasuk says, Vehezir Vehevi, Afal Pi Shelo Hevi, Hezir. Which means, you're a Nazir, says Vehezir, he will be a Nazir, Vehevi, and he'll bring. Meaning, they're not interdependent. You're a Nazir, even though you don't bring. Because you're Vehezir. The new Nazirut starts. And then what? Vehevi. That you're a Nazir, even though you did not bring the Asham. So it comes out, let's stop for a moment. According to Rabbanan, according to the rabbis, good, I got clearly. The Asham is not Me'akev. And I'm learning it from these Pesukim over here, Vehizir, Vehvi. That he's a Nazir off the bat, which means, once it means it's Chatat, he is a Nazir. And that, then he'll bring his Asham. But don't think that your Nizirut, the new round, is dependent on the Vehvi. Vehizir Af Bishiloevi. So it comes in, you have two sources. You have this Vehizir Vehvi Dirasha, and I have the Bayom Ahu Dirasha. What do I need both Dirashot for? So the explanation why I need both Dirashot Tosfot says is because if I didn't have this Vehizir Vehvi, I would have learned the Pasuk of Bayom Ahu to minimize the Ola. I would say you need Hatat and Asham, not Ola. Once already I have Vehizir Vehvi to tell me. That's the Vezir Vivi is really to tell me how to learn the Bayom Ahu. It's Migaleh, how to learn the Bayom Ahu. Again, according to the rabbis, we had a Pasuk Bayom Ahu. So we said, oh, that teaches me what? On the eighth day, the noon is Nutzot, even before the Asham. So the Gemara comes along and says, oh, what's the reason for the rabbis? I'll tell you the reason of the rabbis. You know why? Because normally an Asham is Ma'akiv. Really, an Asham is Ma'akiv. And therefore, I have a pasuk to come and tell me vezir vevi to tell me in this case of nazir it's not ma'akev. He's a nazir. I mean, the noon is due starts even before he brought. So I'm explaining to you. So if I have that pasuk, so what I need bayom ahu for? So Tosfot says without that pasuk of vezir vevi, I would have learned the pasuk of bayom ahu to come to minimize ola. So therefore, I need both pasukim to come and teach me that what and inechanameh it is not ma'akev. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Ishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yohanan ben Beroka Omer vehezir vehvi. Oh, now according to Rabbi Ishmael, he holds you got to bring the Asham. So he says he has a problem. Ematai hezir. He learns pasuk different. Vehezir vehvi. When is he considered a nazir? Bizman shehvi. When he brings. Okay. Mantana. So that's the three way machloket in the end, and that really concludes that subject. Very important three way machloket that we had. The Shitot, when a Nazir becomes, this is all talking about a Nazir that accepted the Zirut Betum'ah. That was the case we were discussing, the Zirut Betum'ah. And then he had to wait 7 days. And then the question is, when does the new round begin? Because everybody held when you accept the Zirut Betahara, the new Nazirut doesn't start till the eighth day. So that was one of the differences between a Nazirut Betum'ah and a Nazirut Betahara. That the Torah clearly says it's 7 days, and then the eighth day you bring your korban and you start the new nizirut. Mashiach and nizirut betumah, according to the Bi Yoseh, and now we're learning according to the Bi the Ezid as well. We found the new shita, which are congruent to the shitot. The nizirut begins on day seven. Nafkamina, if he becomes tameh on day seven, he only has to bring one set of korbanot. According to Hakamim, the new nizirut does not begin until the eighth day when he brings the korban hatat. And according to Rabbi Ishmael, it doesn't start till the eighth day, till he brings the Qurban Hatat and the Asham. Good, three-way machloket, and all of it is documented from Pesukim. Comes the Gemara and says, Man Tana Leha, who's the author of the following statement? Detanu Rabbanan. New case. Isha Shenadra Benazir. Okay, a lady made a neder, Nazirut. Lady can accept the parts of Nazirut. Vinit Me'a. Oh, in the middle of the Nazirut, what happened? She became Teme'ah. Ve'achar kach efer la ba'ala. In the middle of the Nizirut, on day 15, let's say, the husband nullified it. He can make hafara. Could be that's when he heard about it. So it's considered be Yom Shema'ah. So he's allowed to now be befer. So what happens? The deen is mivi'ah hata ta'of. Well, what's the law of a regular Nazir that becomes Teme'ah or Tameh? You have to make three korbanot. Hatat, Asham, Ola. So this lady, she became Teme'ah, she brings the Hatat, the Ena Mivi'ah, Ola Ta'of, but she does not bring the Ola. And this is strange over here. She's bringing one out of the three Korbanot. So Amar of Hezda, Rabbi Ishmaeli. This is Shitav Rabbi Ishmael. Now let's see why the Gemara wants to assume it's Rabbi Ishmael. What did Rabbi Ishmael say about the Korban Ola? The Korban Ola, according to Rabbi Ishmael, is you needed a pasuk to come and minimize that the ola is not going to affect the start of a nunizirut. Right? He said the hatat and the asham are me'akev, not the Ola. Correct? So you see what, according to him, Ola is more than just a gift. Ola is one of the korbanot of Nezirut. That's why I needed a pasuk to come and minimize it, that even though you didn't bring the korban Ola, the new Nezirut starts. So therefore, Ola is one of the, again, Ola, according to Rabbi Ishmael, is a significant korban. Why do I know it's a significant korban for the Nezirut? Because I needed a pasuk to minimize it. That when the Nezir became Tameh, he starts his new round even before he brought the Ola. What do I need a pasuk for? No, because Ola is a vital korban. Good. So therefore, this lady that became Tameh, but the husband nullified it, so I'm going to say she does not have to bring the Ola. That's what I do. Why? Because even though Ola is a vital, according to Hakamim, but she doesn't have to bring the Ola. Ola is just a gift. It's nothing to talk about. The Adush is that even according to Rabbi Ishmael, the Ola is considered a significant korban. She's not a Nazir anymore. Because what did the husband do? The husband nullified it. So therefore she does not bring korban Ola. So the Gemara says, hold it. Nothing makes sense here because she's bringing the Hatata off. So make up your mind. Mai kasabar. I kasabar. Actually, look at the Tosafot. Vinit me'a, please. Vinit me'a, v'frisha shte turim, ehad le'ola ve'ehad le'chatat, ve'asham behema, and she also separated Hashem for the behema for Hashem, le'avi kormenot nazir, tameh, ve'har kach hefer la'bala, v'nimsa shaneder ne'akal le'mafraya. What happens when the husband makes hafara? Retroactively, she was not a nizira. Uchiru lo haita nizira klal. Mevi'ah chatat ta'of, ve'ena mevi'ah, Ola ta'of. She does not bring the Ola ta'of. Next to Tosfot, Amar of Chazdar b'Ishma'ili, Demarbe le'el ma'ahi, ma'ahu afal pi shelo evi Ola to. Alma Olat nazir lav daronu. Which is, you see that b'Ishma'il holds that the Ola is significant. It's not just a mere gift. Ve'kapara teluyaba. And the kapara obviously is teluyaba. That's why you need a pasuk to come and minimize it. The ikra banan da'ami le'el Ola doronu, amai lo tavit Ola ta'of. According to the rabbis, let her bring the Ola. The Ola is a gift. Ola is nothing. You can always bring the Ola as a gift. From the fact that it's saying she doesn't bring the Ola, it's why? Because her Nizirut is off of her. Since the Nizirut is off of her because the husband was Okir the Ned and the Mafreya, that's why she's not going to bring the Ola. Obviously, the Ola is a significant Qurban for Nizirut. I explain again. According to the rabbis, is the Ola significant in the Zirut? No. How do you know that? Because they said it's a Doron, it's just a gift. It's nothing. So I ask you a question. If a lady makes a Neder in the Zirut, and she becomes Tameh, is it a problem to bring an Ola? No. Well, it's a gift. You can bring a gift anytime you want. So obviously this statement cannot be like the rabbis. If you hold an Ola as just a gift, why not? Why not let her bring an Ola? Anybody can bring an Ola, because all it is a gift. This is saying she cannot bring an Ola. Why? Because must be it's going according to Shita that says Ola is a significant Qurban for Nezirut, which is the Shita of Rabbi Ishmael that says Ola is significant. How do I know Ola is significant according to Rabbi Ishmael? Because I need a Pasuk to come and minimize that even though you didn't bring the Ola, it's not going to ma'akev the new Nezirut from starting. What does that tell me? That obviously the Ola is integral. That the Hadush of Pasuk is, it's still not going to be ma'akev. So to that the Gemara says, that when a lady has a husband come and mefer her nizirut, since he was okay the nizirut lemafreya, she does not have to bring the korban ola. It's not a gift. She's not a nizirat. Therefore, she's not bringing a korban ola. Amar Rav Chisda Rabbi Ishmaeli. My kasabar. What is he on? I kasabar bar me'ekar akar. If you're telling me that the husband is okay the nizirut lemafreya, hatata of nami do laite. So she doesn't have to bring either the hatata off. There's no nizut on her at all. I kasabar baal megazgayiz. But if you tell me that the husband cuts it, which means for going forward, but whatever she did till now is on her, olata off nami laiti. She should bring even the olata off, because until this point she was a nizira, and then she became tamea, which means mimman nafshach. Either she should bring everything or nothing. What is this business that you're telling her, that she brings the hatata off, but she does not bring the ola? So the Gemara says, le'olam kasabar baal me'ikar akar. He holds that the husband really is okir the neder of the zirut le'mafreya. Which means what? Really, she does not technically have to bring nothing. Not the hatat and not the ola. Also, why she bring the hatat? V'Rabbi Ishmael savar la k'Rabbi Azar kefar. The reason why she's bringing a hatat for a different reason, because he holds like Rabbi Elazar Kefar. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Kefar, but Rabbi Omer, Mat Tamud Lomar Vechiper Alav Maasher Hata Ala Nefesh. It says a Nazir has to bring a korban. When a Nazir becomes tameh, he brings a korban. What type of korban does he bring? He brings a korban for becoming tameh to the nefesh, which sounds like or the sin that he did to the nefesh, as if he killed somebody. What did he kill? V'chi be'ezeh nefesh chataze. And Nazir, what does he have to bring a korban chatat for? V'chiper, it says, has to have atonement, me'asher chata ala nefesh, as if he killed somebody. Which nefesh did he kill? Ela shetzi'ir atzmo min hayayin. He has to make kapara for himself, because he afflicted himself from abstaining from drinking wine. V'kal v'homer. Uma zeh shelo tzi'ir atzmo ela min hayayin. Nikra chote. The person that only restrained from drinking wine. The Torah says you're allowed to drink wine. This guy accepted upon himself an affliction not to drink wine. Right. And he's considered a sinner. He needs to bring a kapara. Hametzair atzmo mikol davar. The person fasts and accepts upon himself a ta'anit. He's not eating anything. Alahat kama v'kama. Although more so, he's considered a sinner. That's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer HaKefar. Rabbi Ishmael holds of that opinion as well. And therefore, he holds that a nazir that makes an izirut, any nazir that makes an izirut, is considered a sinner. That's why after the process is over, he has to bring a korban hatat. Why? Because he was mitza'ir himself from yayin. And therefore, in this case as well, when the nazir now, this lady, she became teme'ah. You're right, the husband was okay, the neder, the mafreya. But you know what? Bottom line, she went for 15 days. And she did not drink wine, so she has to bring the hatat for that. It's not the hatat of the standard nizirut of tum'ah. Ela, she brings it because of the shitaveh that she's considered a sinner. So there is a value for the hatat ta'of. The ola, there's no value for it to bring. What's she going to bring the ola for? The ola is specifically for nizirut. Mashiach and a hatat, even though it's not, let's say, per se for nizirut, but she could bring the hatat for the... For this inyan as well. And anyway, we have a deen that a hatat can come on a sefik. So we're more flexible when it comes to bringing hataot. So I can bring this hatat for the fact that she abstained. So the Gemara says, hold it. This pasuk that tells me that a nazir is considered a sinner, they have been nazir tameh ketiv. That was written by a nazir that was tameh, that pasuk. That means that was a case where a nazir accepted upon himself the zirut, became tameh, has to bring korbanot, and then re-accepts upon himself, you know, starts the clock again. Ve'anan afilu nazir tahor kamrinan. But you're telling me even a nazir that is tahor, which is this lady over here, the story was Shashin Adrav bin Nazir, this lady over here was a nazir that what? She was betahara. She accepted a nazirut. When the pasuk comes and tells me that the nazir needs a kapara, and it's considered because you abstain yourself from the wine, that hatat ta'of that you have to bring. When was it said? That was said in a situation of a nazirut, where the nazir became tameh. But you're telling me, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKefar, he actually holds that not only the nazir becomes tameh, even the nazir that finishes the cycle, he does 30 days, and he finishes betahara, still you tell me he's a sinner. So how do you know on a regular nazir? If you're looking at the pasuk, where did the pasuk say that the nazir is considered needs kapara? In a specific situation, a nazir shenitma. He became tameh, he brings the korbanot. But according to the Bila Azara Kefar, why only nazir that became tameh? Even a nazir that finished the whole nizirut betara is also considered a sinner. So how do you know that? So the Gemara says, Kasabari Bila Azara Kefar, nazir taor, nameh hoteu. He is a hoteu. It's coming to tell me that a Nazir Tameh is worse because he repeated the sin. Why? He accepted upon himself Nazirut. Right? He went, let's say, 15 days. Now he became Tameh. What happens again? He has to start the clock again. Now he has to start from day zero. So he's worse. Which means not only did he sin by accepting upon himself Nazirut, but Shana Be'ata. He did it twice now, because once he starts with Tumah, he has to reset. But certainly a regular Nazir also could be Azara Kefar, even though he's Tahor the whole way through, he's still considered a sinner. So we go back to the case of the lady. Really, I'll tell you, when the lady accepted upon herself a Nizirut, and then what? She became Teme'ah. technically the husband heard the nizirut and he was mefer. We're going to say the husband is mefer nidarim of nizirut lemafraya. So technically she shouldn't have anything on her. There was no nizirut. She shouldn't have not hatata off, not ola, not asham, not anything. She's not nizirut lemafraya. She was nothing. But the Beraita says that she brings the hatat and she does not bring the ola. Well, I have no problem why she doesn't bring the ola. She's not a nizirah. Why should she bring an ola? And I know it cannot be going like the hakamim either. Because going to the hakamim, she would be allowed to bring in the ola. Because the hakamim hold the ola is more just like a doron. It's more like a gift. And if she's not bringing the ola, it must be because she holds like the shita that says ola is really a korban of a nazir. Who's that? That's the Bishmael. Also, the Bishmael, if you hold me, she doesn't bring the ola. So why should she bring the hatat? Don't bring anything then. So the Gemara says, you're right. The only reason why he's bringing the Hatat, because the Bishmael also holds like the Bi'azara Kefar, that says a Nazir brings a Hatat for a different reason, for the abstention factor. Since she abstained from drinking wine, and you have to know that even though the Torah only wrote that by a Nazir that became Tameh, right, then restarts it, but who Adina, a regular Nazir that went through the whole process, also is considered a Hoteh. The only reason why the Torah wrote that she needs kapara, or he needs kapara by the nazir shenitma, shahazar v'shana, because he did his tuma, and if it starts it again, so if it's a double sin, like he did it twice. But who had been in a regular nazir also, it's considered, that's why there is room to say she can bring the korban hatat, even though there's no nizirut on her per se, because he was okay lemafreya, but there is an inyan to bring the korban hatat for the inyan of the abstention. Look at the Tosafot. Tosafot le'olam. Let's read those few Tosafotim. Le'olam kasabar me'ikar ka'akar. Right? Really, we're going to hold that you're okay the nizirut the mafreya. Di'i megazgayiz olat ta'ov v'asham ba'etuye. Because if you hold megazgayiz when he cuts it, so she has to bring all the korbanot. Savar kreviyaz rakefar de'af nazir tahor. Even a regular nazir. Forget about a nazir that became tam. Even a regular nazir, hote, have it. Hilkak zot shenitmea kemochen ba'ya kapara dematzinu hatata of ba'al safek, which means we see that a hatat of can come on safek, and therefore even though she's not an nizira, so bring it for the abstention factor. Hametzair atzmo mikol davar al hat kama v'kama. Somebody that fasts, forget about abstaining from drinking wine. Somebody that goes on himself and fasts, doesn't drink anything or anything. Alma choteu lekach mighty hatata of now vedavka im nitmea. But only if she became Teme'ah. Aval im lo Nitme'ah, but let's say she didn't become Teme'ah. She went 15 days in a Nizu, she never became Teme'ah. Ve'fel la'ba'la. Nihin amid ba'ye kapara she'se'ira atzma. Even though technically, according to the Azar Kavi, she needs kapara for the abstention, lo tevi klum.
Why?
Mishum she'im lo efer la, because if he was not mefer la, mevi'ah hatat be'emah. The hatat of a regular Nizira that finishes the cycle is a behema. The chata of the nizira that becomes teme'a is a tzipur, is an off. And therefore, chatat behema does not come on safek. So therefore, she's in the zone now of coming to bring a chatat behema. Again, she's on day 15. Nothing happened to her. The husband came was okayed. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell her in that case over there for the tsa'ar factor to bring a chatat. Because what type of chatat would she have to bring? Chatat behema. Because she's tehora. Hatat Bema does not come on Safek. Only because she became Teme'ah. Mm-hmm. And the Korban of a Nazir Tameh is a Hatat Ha'of. Since Hatat Ha'of can come with Safek, you can put it on this lady. V'imken atak ha'shefer la'lo tevi'enu Hatat. V'hatat Ha'of lo matzilu la'tu yekev ad ha'mikra. Ilo ha've afilo ha'ita mevi'ato. V'imken ha'shefer la'lo nitan la'din hadash. Exactly, which means it's only talking about a case where she became Teme'ah, like the case of the Braita, and then we say, what? She's going to have to bring the Korban Hatat of not Mitzat Nizirut, because there's no Nizirut on her, Mitzat, the fact that she needs a Kapasot. So just speaks that, you should know it's only because she became Teme'ah, where you have the flexibility to bring Hatat off. But if she was Teorah, she was Hatat Bema, Hatat Bema does not come unless there was a Nizirut. And since there was no Nizirut, you can't bring it for this Kapara factor. Comes the Gemara goes further. Gemara comes along and says, a quote from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said like this: Yatsa v'nichnas. What do we say in the Mishnah? You have a guy that was in the cemetery. He accepted his nizirut in the cemetery. So we said if he stayed there for 30 days, even the clock doesn't start yet. So it says Yatsa, he went out, Vinichnas, and then he came right back in, Olin lo min haminyan, which is Mashma. The second he leaves the cemetery, the clock of Nezirut begins. Comes Gemara, what do you mean? Katani Olin lo min haminyan, Mishum di Yatsa, Hal Alea Nezirut. What's that mean? Once he leaves the Nezirut is Halam, how is that possible?
He has to become Tahor first.
Which means the guy's telling me he's 7 days before he even starts the process. So how could you tell me when he walks out, Hal Alav Nezirut, and that's Olim the Minyan, as if to say that the clock starts. Cannot start. Amar Shemuel Kegon Shiyatza Vihiza. It means he went out, he went through the third day and the seventh day of sprinkling. Vishana Vitabal, and he went to the mikveh. Oh, so there, and therefore what? That's when the clock starts. So really it's Yatsa, not immediately. Yatsa, and he went through the 7 day process. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Ela nichnas, hu de'olin lo min haminyan. Lo nichnas, en olin lo min haminyan. The Mishnah's case was Yatsa, and he went back in. But only if he goes back in, the clock starts. And if he doesn't go back in, the clock doesn't start. Which is, what do you have to give me the case? V'nichnas, and he went back into the cemetery. The clock starts after 7 days. Gemara says, no, lo mebaya kama. I'm telling you, Hiddush. Lo mebayi yatsa. I'm not the knife. Once he leaves in Gans for 7 days, the clock starts. Ela afidu nichnas. Even if he goes back in, olin lo min haminyan, which means the days that he had when he was outside are olin lo le minyan, which means don't think only when the guy went out and he's tahor, those days are going to be counted. Elahu adin, when the guy was in the cemetery, started off the cemetery, yatsa, counted the whatever days he counted, the 7 days or whatever it might be, and then what? Came back into the cemetery. Still, those days are considered that they were olelo. Now, what does it mean they were olelo? Look at the Tosafot. Tosafot says, lo nichnas en olin b'tmiha adraba. Which is when he doesn't go back into the cemetery, of course they're going to count for a minyan. Why does the Mishnah have to say dafka when he went back into the cemetery, the olelo minyan? Adraba, when he doesn't go back in, it's more shayach to be olelo. So look at the Gemara's answer. Gemara's answer was, you're right, it's a lo mebaya. Lo mebaya, lo mebaya yatsa, that for sure you count them. And afidu nichnas, and therefore you're going to get tum'ah on you again. Olin lo min haminyan. For what nafka bina? That they counted for the minyan, that now you were soter that nizirut, and now they're going to have to bring a korban betum'ah. Amar le Rav Kahana, the Rav Aseh le Rav. So Rav Aseh, Rav Kahana told Rav, my tama lo mefarshit lan kalin mileh. How come you didn't explain the Mishnah like that? We didn't understand the Mishnah. How come you didn't give me that pshat? Amar Leon, Amina Dilma Lotznihito. I didn't know you needed a pshat. I didn't know. I thought you took it as obvious. I thought you knew what it meant. So that's why he says I didn't explain it to you. But that is the pshat in the Mishnah. They were saying, hey, that's a good pshat in the Mishnah. So okay, I didn't think you needed it. Which means, according to our Mishnah, there is a chedush. By the way, I'll tell you the chedush of our Mishnah because it's a setup for the next piece. The guy, let's say, went out for 7 days. Very good. On the seventh day, we said what? It's considered day one now of the Nizirut, after he gets sprinkled, right? Mm-hmm. Now he goes back into the cemetery. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the deen over there? The deen is that one day was considered olelo, which means now it's as if he was soter one day of a new Nizirut. Forget about the inyan of the korbanot, they'll have to bring one set of korbanot now, according to Rosh Hashanah, for the whole tumah factor, but even one day of being outside, legitimate starting of the new count, when he's hozer v'nichnas, that's going to be metameh and soter, whatever he did. Because we're going to have a shita that's going to say, according to the Bili Ezer, where you need 2 days in order to
break
a nizirut. Okay. So all the Mishnah is coming to tell me, once he was Hazar, Yatsa, Vinichnas, still he's going to have a Tumah on him for a new round of Nizirut. That is the Hiddush. And if it's Ole Lo Min HaMinyan.
Beautiful.
Okay, good. That's the Hiddush, really. The seventh day is going to be all day long, and therefore it breaks. Comes Gemara and says, now, we're going to see now, to be the Ezer Omer, lo bo bayom. Now, the day itself that he accepts upon the Zirut, if he becomes Tameh on that day,
that's not a breakage.
That does not break, that Tum'ah, it's a Tum'ah, but it doesn't break the Nezirut. Shne'emal v'hayyamim arishonim yipedu. Days. Adchi yu yamim rishonim. You need a few days at least. Amar ula lo amar bili ezer ela betame shenazar. Hadush. This that was saying, according to the bili ezer, is only a guy who accepted the zirut betum'ah. Like the case of the Mishnah where he was in the cemetery. Abad ben nazir ta'ot shenitma. But if he accepted himself a regular zirut, afilu yom echad soter, even one day is going to be soter. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that he wants to make a haluk between the Nazirim, Nazir Tameh, Nazir Tahor? Amar Kera, Ki Tameh Nizro. It says in the Pasuk, because his Nizirut is Tameh, Mishum de Betum'ah Nazar. Which means, when do we say Vayamim Arishonim Yepedu? Only because Ki Tameh Nizro, because he accepted his Nizirut Betum'ah. So since he accepted his Nizrut Betum'ah, the Pasuk is coming down. That type of Nizrut, you need at least 2 days. Okay, now he's learning from the Pasuk. Okay? The full Pasuk is, Vayamim Arishonim Yipilu Ki Tameh Nizro. So what cases you need minimum 2 days? What is Tameh? Eti Be'abaye, Abaye has a question. Had any Nazir Me'ayom? Guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days. V'nitma B'tchidat Me'ah. And he becomes Tameh right in the beginning of the 100. Yaakov Yes Soter. Is it going to be soted the nizirut tamud omar vayamim harishonim yipedu ad shiyelo yamim rishonim? You need few days. Vizu eno rishonim. Good, because he became tameh on day
one.
Nitma besof mea. He got to say he got tameh on day 100. Yachol yes soted. Is it going to be soted tamud omar vayamim harishonim yipedu? That the earlier days will fall off. Mechlal diik aharonim. Smash, but you still have days ahead of you. This guy on day 100, he doesn't have anything at the end of him. And therefore, when he becomes Tameh on the 100th day, it's not going to be Soter, because he doesn't have days after. Let's say he becomes Tameh on day 99. Is it not going to be Soter? Tamud Nomar. Fayamim Arishonim Yipelu. Mikhlal Di'ika Aharonim. Veze, Yesh To Rishonim Aharonim. He has both. He has early days and he has days to follow. Comes the Gemara and says, "Veha betameh shenazar lo matzit amart." You cannot tell me that this is talking about a case where he was a tameh that made a nizirut. Because again, according to you, you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer only holds this deen that you need minimum 2 days. It's talking about a case of a tameh shenazar. Well, this case over here of the 100, it cannot be talking about a case of a nazir that was a fellow that was tameh that made an acceptance. Why? Midiktari hareni nazir me'ah v'nitma b'tchilat me'ah. He accepted upon himself in the Zirut, and he became Tameh in the beginning. Beginning means immediately. Cases, yeah. That means he must have been Tahor. And he accepted upon himself in the Zirut of 100, and he became Tameh already on day one. That's Masra that he was Tahor. And still, what do you tell me? V'kentani ad shiyulu yamim rishonim. And still you tell me you need a few days for the law of Tumat to kick in. Tiyufta. You're right. There's a break question on Rabbi Eliezer. You for some reason you want to make this Hiduk. That what? It's only talking about a Nazir that accepts him as the Zirut Betum'ah. I gave you a case right now. Was this guy Tameh when he accepted the 100? No. How do I know he was not Tameh? Because it says he accepted upon himself a Nizirut, and Miyad on day one he became Tameh. Miyad's Mashma, he started it right away. And you tell me what? Oh, day one? Nothing. What do you mean day one? Nothing. He was a Nazir Betahor. I thought you tell me the 2 day rule is only by Nazir. Betumah. Here you give me a case of even Nazir. Betara. Tiyufta. The Gemara says, Amar le Rapapa le Abaye. Rapapa comes along and tells Abaye, Halen Yamim de Kaamrenan. These days that Rabbi Eliezer is coming along to say that what? That you need 2 days to have your Nizirut before we say that the Tumah is going to be Soter. Dinafak had umathilin tren. Does it mean that 1 day passed and he started the second day? Or Dilma de Nafkin Tren, or maybe 2 days after pass, Umatrilin Tilata, and you're starting the third day. Now, what is the basis of this question? So let us remember the source pasuk where we learned this from. The source pasuk is Vehayamim Arishonim Yipelu. Right? It says the early days will fall. Now remember, we learned from this pasuk a diyuk, that if there's early days, Nishonim, there must be days that are also Acharonim that follow. That's what we learned on the way out of Nizirut. If a guy became, let's say, Tameh on day 100, it's not going to be Soter. Why? Because there's nothing after. You have Yamim Rishonim, but you do not have Yamim Acharonim. So on the way out of the Nizirut, in order for it to be Soter, he has to become Tameh on day 99. So just like on the way out, it's only 2 days. It's day 99, and you have 99 and 100. So therefore, maybe going in also, you only have to have 2 days, which means if you become Tameh on, you have 1 day of Nizirut, you become Tameh on the next day, that should be enough. Just like on the way out, you only need 2 days. So too, on the way in, I would only need 2 days. Or the argument is like this. On the way out, I definitely have 1 full day left over. Just by becoming Tameh, let's say on day 99, day 100 is a complete day left. So maybe I need on the way in a complete day. Now, if you're going to say you need a complete day, so then you're going to have to wait until day 3. Why? Because the Tosafot and the Rosh explain it's possible that a guy accepts upon his Nizirut in midday. Right? Let's say he accepts upon his Nizirut Monday afternoon. Okay? So if he becomes a Nizirut Monday afternoon, so he has Monday afternoon till Monday night, that's half a day. Right? Now he becomes Tameh, let's say, on Tuesday afternoon. That's only also a half day. So you have 2 half days. You did not have a complete day. So therefore, could be you're going to have to wait until day 3 in order that you'll have at least 1 full day. Again, if he accepts the part of something is Nizirut on Monday afternoon, he might have to go through the whole Tuesday before we could say Yipelu. Because you need 1 complete day. Now, why would I say you need 1 complete day? Because just like on the way out, you need 1 complete day. I review again. On the two sides of the Sefer are, we for sure we're comparing the way in to the way out. That's for sure the starting point. And we know on the way out, we said if the guy becomes Tameh on day 99, for example, let's say a guy accepted upon himself the Nizirut of 100. So if a guy, let's say, made himself a Nizirut for 100 days, and on day 99 he became Tameh, what do we say? The whole Nizirut falls off. Right. Why? Because you have days that follow. You have days that are precede, you have days that follow. Now, how many days left do you have to the whole Nizirut? Well, you have 2 days. You have the day that you became Tameh plus the next day, so it's a 2-day situation. Just like on the way out, it's a 2-day situation. So it could be on the way in, it's a 2-day situation. Or I could argue that just like on the way out, you have 1 complete day right. left. So too on the way in, you need to have 1 complete day, which means of Nizirut. Now, sometimes 2 days is not going to give you a complete day. Because if you accept upon yourself the Nizirut in midday, so then for Monday afternoon, right, the guy becomes Tameh Tuesday afternoon. He didn't have a complete day of Nizirut, so he's going to have to wait until Wednesday, till the 3rd day. So that's the She'ela of the Gemara. To what extent you compare the going in to the going out? So the Gemara comes along and says, and I read this inside now, the Gemara answered, Lo Avabi, and they did not know the answer. Atash Ali, Rabbi went to ask Rabbi, Amar Le Yipelu Ketiv. The days will fall. Yipelu is mashma koldu. Anything that is able to fall, which means even if it's not a full day, it's okay. Which means you don't need 3 days, even 2 days is enough, even though you're not going to have a complete day. That's what's mashma. Yipelu ketiv. So comes the Gemara and says, V'itztarik lemichtav yamim, V'itztarik lemichtav yipelu. Now, what do you need the double language? Because the pasuk is v'yamim arishonim yipelu. What is Yamim teaching me, and what is Yipelu teaching me? So it says the Ikit of Nachmana Yamim v'Lokativ Yipelu. What is it? The word Yamina Yipelu. Have I mean Ad Nafkin Tiren Vaynitlata? I might have thought that you need what? Complete. You need a complete days, which I need at least 2 days to pass, and not until the 3rd day. Just come the way out, you have a complete day going in as well. That's what I would learn from Yamim. Ketiv Nachmana Yipelu to teach me even less than that. V'Ketiv Yipelu v'Lokativ Yamim. Have I mean Afilu Had. I would even think 1 day, which is, I would have thought if it's in Yipelu, even that day itself. She's maybe the day that he accepted part of the zirut, it becomes tamei that day. That's why it says ketiv rachmanai yamim. That no, you have to have at least, which means it has to be two separate days. Which is just what it said. Yipidu is even a kodu. Maybe even the day itself that he accepted upon himself the zirut, even if he comes tamei on that day. Kamash manan, the pasuk says no yamim, where it has to be minimum if he accepted it, let's say on Monday afternoon, and it becomes tamei Tuesday after. That's considered enough. You don't need to have 3 days, but you need to have at least 2 days, even though it's not going to be a complete day of the Nizirut. So therefore, we come out l'maaseh, that when a person accepts upon himself a Nizirut, according to the Bili Ezer at least, the Shita is that the Nizirut has to be at least 2 days in. Now, 2 days in not necessarily means a complete day. 2 days in without becoming Tameh. Once he becomes Tameh after that, then already the Nizirut is Soter. But anything less than that, which becomes Tameh on the same day itself, nothing. So nafkamina, a guy accepted upon himself Nizirut Monday afternoon. Right. 5 minutes later he became Tameh, nothing. You weren't Soter in Nizirut. Of course he has to wait 7 days, but he picks up his Nizirut right where he left off. For that matter, if he became a Nazir on Monday afternoon and became Tameh on Tuesday afternoon, now already becomes Tameh, it's going to Soter. Even though you don't have a complete day of Nizirut, so therefore the going in is not like the going out. Because going out, you have one complete day left. You have day 100 left. But say going in, even though you don't have a complete day, so you don't have to wait. Because you would say then you need 3 days to get a complete day. Kamash palan, yipidu is called you, and therefore, even if it's not a complete day, you will be soter the Nizirut. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen.